Hello,
Hello?
Shadonna.
Yes.
Hey, Shadonna, my name is Harold. This call is in regards to your Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Yes, I'm doing well.
I was calling to see, have you found an attorney to help you file a claim?
You said, have I found an attorney?
Yes, to help you file a claim.
No.
No. Can I ask you, were you ever injured after using Depo Provera?
Yes.
Can I ask you, what were you injured? What was your injury?
You said, what was my injury?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, one second. Let me go somewhere where I can. All right, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I had when I got my Depo Provera shot, I had weight gain and memory loss in irregular periods.
I'm sorry to hear that. Were you ever diagnosed with a tumor or anything, you know, in your head or anything like that?
Yes.
Can I ask you, what were you diagnosed with? Did you hear that?
Hello?
Oh, yep, now I can hear you. Can I ask you, what were you diagnosed with?
You said, what was I? I was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
The brain tumor. Do you know what it was called?
Meningioma.
The meningioma. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get you signed up. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
I'm sorry, you said what?
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
And you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And then, were you injured with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And then, where was the meningioma located in your body?
In my head, in my brain.
In your brain. Sorry to hear that. Can I ask you, when were you diagnosed with that meningioma?
I was diagnosed in June of 2017.
And do you know anyone else who may have been injured by the Depo Provera?
You said, do I know anyone else?
Correct. Who may have been injured by the Depo Provera?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Just let them know that, you know, there could be a lawsuit out there for them. It's a pretty big lawsuit. So, yeah, just let them know. And then, did you take the Depo Provera pill or was it the shot?
I had the shot.
The shot. Was it name brand? Do you know?
You said, was it name brand?
Correct. Or was it like the generic?
It was Pfizer.
Pfizer. Okay. So it probably just said like Depo Provera on it, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Can I ask you, how many years did you use the Depo Provera?
For two.
For 2 years. And can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis in 1 year?
Yes.
And then did you use the Depo through 1992 through the present date?
Through what?
When did you start using Depo Provera?
In 2017.
Okay. And you used it all the way up until 2019?
Yes.
Okay. So you did use it through 1992 through the present date. So you started in 2017. You used it through 2025 within that time frame. Perfect.
Right.
Can I ask you, what hospital actually diagnosed you?
Mercy St. Charles.
Is that in Ohio?
Yes.
Is that the one at the 2600 Navarre Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yes, his name was Dr. Kyle Weaver.
Last name, was that Lever?
Weaver with a W.
Weaver, thank you so much. And then did he prescribe you the Depo-Provera shots as well?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
No, my gynecologist prescribed it to me.
Okay, gynecologist. And then is he at, he or she, are they at the Mercy Health, St. Charles?
No,
No.
no.
Okay. What hospital do they work out of?
And two, there were at 2000 Regency Court in Toledo, the office.
The Regency Court Medical Campus.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then who is the doctor who prescribed you the depot?
The doctor who prescribed her, the name is Dr. Hani Haider. Adar, I'm sorry.
No worries. Do you know how to spell the last name?
Yes, HAIDAR.
Thank you so much. And then how many times were you injected with the Depo-Provera?
You said how many times I was injected. Well, they gave it to me once every 3 months,
Once
so.
every 3 months? Okay. So about 8 times in total or so.
One, I'm sorry.
No
One
worries.
second. Hold on.
Yeah, no
I'm sorry.
worries.
Okay, just give me a second. I'm so sorry.
No worries, no worries at all. I'll
I'm
try to
sorry.
ma
Could you, what'd you say again? I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
No worries. I was just saying you had about 8 injections then within those 2 years.
Yes.
Okay, and was it done by a doctor or was it done by yourself, medical staff?
No, it was done by my doctor.
Okay, was that Dr. Hadar?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you have a phone number for Dr. Hadar?
You said the phone number?
Correct. Actually, I think I might have just found it. Dr. Hani Hadar in Toledo, Ohio. Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And then the correct spelling of your first name, Shadonah.
Yes.
And then last name, Baldwin.
Yes.
Perfect. And then I do have your email address being sbmarie94@gmail.com.
Yes, I do.
And then the phone number, 419-304-2149.
Yes.
Could I go ahead and get your property address as well?
Yes, 1489 South Avenue, Toledo, Ohio, 43609. Okay. I'll be up there in a second.
Was that Boss Avenue, BOSS?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
South
South Avenue.
Avenue.
Thank you so much. 43609, Lucas County. Thank you so much. And we are almost done.
I'm sorry, you said what?
Oh, I was just letting you know we're almost done here.
Okay.
And then, did you get a CT scan or was it an MRI? How they found it?
I did a CT scan and MRI.
Both of them? Okay.
Okay. Okay, you gotta wait. Can you give me a second, please?
Did you ever receive any treatment prior to the meningioma diagnosis?
You said prior to the diagnosis?
Correct.
No.
Okay. And then have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
Please stop my game.
I had a craniotomy surgery, radiation therapy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, give me a second, please.
And this was all done at the Mercy South St. Charles Hospital?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Do you have any family history of meningioma?
No, none at all.
Okay, and then how many days were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Did you get that?
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
No worries, no worries. Just let me know when you're ready.
You said what now?
How many days were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Okay, go. Give me about one.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time. Yeah, take your time.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So you said how many days hospitalized?
Correct.
About 8 days.
8 days.
There's people calling me.
And do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
I do have those.